Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily before you do any other thing. Let it be God's force in our life on a daily basis. Welcome also to Saturday, day 25 in July. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Today, Saturday, is also our communion service online. Get your communion element ready. Count down to July 31, 6 days more. I say again today, you will celebrate six major breakthroughs before we exit this month. Who is this? Anxiously waiting for the letter, an approval, payment, a promise yet to be fulfilled. It shall come. God is working on your case. It shall drop. Yesterday's ministration was mainly on healing prayers. Today, again, and even tomorrow, it shall be healing prayers. I have that nudging in my spirit. Again, like I said yesterday, get an anointed mantle, sit on one, and use the other to cover your head. Put water in a cup or in a bottle, quantity that you can drink at once. These are prophetic faith action. Be responding with a faith-driven Amen, I receive it. If what I prayed for yesterday is not fully gone or is still there, sit on the mantle again, cover your head with one, and fetch water in the cup or in the bottle. What am I seeing? High blood pressure. As you take this water by faith, your BP will become normal. Someone is asthmatic. Maybe you are on inhaler or not, but there are symptoms of asthma, difficulty in breathing. You will be healed now. Heart palpitation. Lay your hand there. Low back pain. Who is this with low back pain? You are on medication, but it's still there. You engage physiotherapies, but God is touching you now. Eyesight problem. Yesterday, I prayed for those who have problem in one of their eyeballs. Now, eye affliction. I am seeing glaucoma, cataracts, and short-sightedness again today. You will use part of that water to wash your face. You will do so morning and evening before you go to bed for next 7 consecutive days. Eye problems will vanish. Bloated tummy. Lay your hand on your tummy. Kidney problem. You or your someone close to you is on dialysis. Hold that water. Sit on the mantle and cover your head with one. Who is this? You walk with the aid of crutches or walking stick. God is visiting your case today. I'll stop here. Now, if you have pain, whether I mention the case or not, sit on the mantle, cover your head with one, hold a glass of water in your hand, and let me pray. I bow my knees before God Almighty and cry out to Jehovah Rapha, God, the healer, heal your people today. Oh Lord, heal your people. Touch them where they hurt. Anointed mantle and water, turn to healing agencies from the bottom down, from top down, from the bottom up. Healing virtues be released. Healing virtues be released in Jesus' name. Say amen. No matter the name, the nature, and the complications, I pronounce you healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now drink the water all at once and confess your healing 7 times. Say, I am healed. I am healed. Rise up, walk up and down, bend and lift your body. Start doing what you couldn't do before. Check it out. You are healed. Send your testimonies later. Oh, we will study healing prayers tomorrow. Pains and aches shall completely leave every one of you. Right? Let's take on some issues today. First one. Good morning, Daddy. Please, I would like to ask if warfare prayers is different from our normal prayers, because I just joined this amazing family, so I really want to get a clearer understanding. Thank you, sir. Wow, you are welcome. Welcome to TPJ family. As I always say, new people are joining this family every day, so we need to be repeating some of the things we have said before. Yes, warfare prayers is different from general prayers. Warfare prayers is when one is faced with battles of life Our battles are not only physical. Most of the times they are spiritual, manifesting in the physical. He said, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. After you have identified the struggle and the challenges area of life, it may be health issue, marriage or family or financial or indebtedness or barrenness or emotional issues. It could be opposition at work, dream attack, and so many other challenges of life. Then Google or chat GPT for relevant Bible verses on those challenges. For instance, if it is a health issue, Google or chat GPT and say, give me healing scriptures or healing miracles or how to secure good health through the scriptures. Many related scriptures will pop out. List them, write them out, the relevant ones, maybe up to 20, 25, or 30 different Bible verses on healing. Engage them in prayers, claiming the positive ones and rejecting the negative ones. It must be fervent prayers, or what we call chanting prayers. You chant it. Pray them fervently for 1 hour, non-stop, at a go. Yes, 1 hour. Using the Bible verses you have written down, 1 hour at least. It could be more. Do so daily. Then fast at least 1 day a week on that issue. Sow battle seed of choice to back it up. Make sure your life is clean or sane, and your conscience does not condemn you of anything. Persist daily. Very soon, you will not see those evil again. They will disappear. Breakthrough will come. That is warfare prayers. Pray with God's word content, 1 hour per time, till the results are shown. Next, good morning, Daddy. To the older widows who are being approached for relationship by younger men, decline, as Daddy has advised. It is now a pattern. It happened to my friend who is advanced in age and also an American citizen. God delivered her and exposed the young man's evil plan. These proposals are not real. Daddy, please read my contribution. It will help many widows. Wow, I agree. I said the same. There must be some evil intentions behind this move now. Next, good morning, Daddy and TPJ family. I have some suggestions. For the 18-year-old who isolates himself and is always on the phone, the parents should check his browser history and phone app to see what he is watching. He can also discreetly install a monitoring app on his phone to track his phone activities. Regarding the person whose church member took 7 million naira from, it is important to involve law enforcement agencies. It is a criminal matter that requires legal action. Next, good morning, Daddy, sir. Please, I need your urgent advice. My elder sister called and said their church, Sabbath, said we, the 6 children, should contribute 150,000 naira for prayers and sacrifice to stop the death in our family. We lost both our parents. I don't feel comfortable with it, but everyone has agreed and they will expect me to make my own contribution. If I refuse, I am scared it will cause problem in the family. Daddy, what do you advise? I do, so I won't cause quarrel, but also I want to do the right thing. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. Contributing money to do sacrifice in order to ward off or stop death in the family is nothing but idolatry, and it is fetish. That Sabbath priest just want to extort money from your family, and he won't stop there. Once you do this, there will be more visions and extortions. A true child of God should not be involved in such things. Your contributing money, even if you will not be physically present, has connected you to whatever evil forces will be released during that rituals. Please decline politely without offending your siblings. Well, rebroadcast it to all on your list contact today. Now, get your communion element ready. After my prayer over it, pray more on it, eat and drink. your miracles will go into action. Now, pay your tithe and sow your seed this weekend. Weekend is a good time to transmit your tithe, personal or corporate, then all the battle, Thanksgiving, and the 777 seed. I informed them yesterday that last Wednesday, July 22, we fed and also financially empowered 300 widows. There were so many, but we selected 300 worst cases because of the size of the fund available. It cost us millions. I have asked the media to edit it and post it to our WhatsApp for TPHF members to see what your money and your effort is doing in the life of the less privileged, our charity work. Now, I want kind-hearted listeners and members who won't complain that giving is too much, who will sow into this widow's empowerment outreach. If we can get 4 or 5 persons from anywhere in the world, or its equivalent in Naira, or its equivalent, blessed by God enough to sow ₦1 million each, it will help us a lot. Please target widows outreach. Then all of us can do as much as God lays in our heart. 200,000 Naira, 100,000, 50,000, 20,000, 10,000, 5,000. No one is compared or forced. But if God put that in your heart and you want to reach out to widows and you have the capacity, please do so. Whoever have mercy on widows and orphans becomes the friend of God. So into the TPGF welfare account. It is called Turning Point Welfare Account with Zenith Bank. Account number 101-723-8378. Target widows support. I pray for everyone today. The power of God rest on you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.